Hi guys, welcome back to
Anila
and Eliza's podcast. I don't know why we sounded so unenthusiasm, but today we're just going to be randomly talking. That's what our podcast technically is. Mm-hmm. So, I think everyone should have TikTok or has TikTok. And if you haven't seen that, there's this girl named Charli D'Amelio. Do you know Charli D'Amelio?
Yeah.
So, what I discovered the other day is that she has her own Starbucks drink, which I think is wild, because if you have 20, like, 1,000 or million, whatever, followers, that you could literally get your own drink at Starbucks, which I think is crazy. Like,
yes,
really, I could get my own drink at Starbucks if I,
have 20 million followers on TikTok.
Which I think she has, like, about almost getting 100 million or something. Yes, we'll check on TikTok, guys. I am not sure because I follow her just to see her new dances.
89 million.
89.6 billion
likes. Billion, not million, billion.
I guess, guys, that's what it takes to get your own drink at Starbucks. But yeah, we're watching her right now.
Ooh, I'm doing this thing.
Only for the week. Yeah, and I follow her. Sorry, guys. But, anyways.
Yeah.
She is very wholesome. She doesn't, she believes in Black Lives Matter, which I think she believes in, I believe in too. And, she thinks LGBTQ lives matter. She doesn't say the N-word, and she doesn't cuss at all. Which is very good, for little kids. And, she's just a very wholesome person, which we really like. And, I really just think that she should never be canceled unless she does something bad, but literally looking at her record, she's a very good person, and she just took a dance, and she just grew over time, and she gets a Starbucks drink, which, pretty cool, I guess. Anyways, what do we need to talk about now? I think we need to talk about the whole Hype House, and what's going on with the Hype House. I know I'm not big on cancel culture, but there is some people that need to be canceled in the Hype House, like Lil Huddy for saying the N-word, and Addison Rae for doing blackface and stuff like that, and just asking someone on a live if they've said the N-word, which her friend responded no, because he's not like that. And I think that just because they're famous or they're pretty or they just don't cuss online doesn't mean that they don't do bad stuff in real life. She does have a YouTube channel, which she actually met the Kardashians and spent one of her life, a day in their life, which I'm looking at now. That is crazy. It's crazy that just for being on TikTok, you could actually meet celebrities, like really big celebrities.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Which is also crazy is this online school.
Yes. Very crazy. And we have school tomorrow.
We have school tomorrow, and which is
I don't know my teacher because I left my dumb self left my schedule.
But, this is kind of just a place where you could come and whatever you want and just, you know, live freely, you know, all that good stuff. But this Zoom stuff is crazy because they say that there's, looking up, like, so I'm on What's New Today. You can look it up on Google or whatever. And it says that a lot of pedophiles have been on Zoom and things like that. And I think that's wild because people are in class. But also some people have been on TikTok showing people how to get fake viruses or lie to their parents about not going on school, which I accept fully because school sucks. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm too smart for school. Too cool for school in some way. I'm too smart for school, guys.
Also, on What's New, we've seen that there is more Black Lives Matter rallies going on. Not really in Tucson, which we live in. If it was, then I would definitely go to one, but there is not. But there's some going around in Phoenix, U-Haul, and let's see, California. Some more in, what is that called? Oh, that's something else. Sorry, guys. But yeah, there has been a lot of news about it, which I think is great because we need to get the word out. And I just hate that you guys have been suffering for so long, the Black community. And I just feel very, I feel very upset about this because I don't think you guys should deserve that. But, yeah, things like that, this, this, that. Ooh, this is about Charlie's sister, Dixie D'Amelio. She came out as bi. We love a bi girl.
Awesome. And she always taken Charlie's spotlight and all stuff like that. I heard about that.
And yeah, but I kind of feel bad for her because have you seen the videos where her family just treat her wrong? But yeah. She's very successful now. They both have came out with, have been sponsoring some makeup.
Yeah,
and it's very cheap and very healthy for your skin.
Right, and I don't know why they do that to Charlie, but Charlie made them famous, like,
yeah. Period. And, yeah, and she also came out with the song Be Happy. Or Don't Want to Be Happy, I'm not very sure, but, let me look it up. Just making sure that I'm correct on this.
Yeah.
Yes, it's, we're gonna actually, watch it right now, so let's see what this is all about.
I just wanna be
happy.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
It is? I didn't know that, I just put that in my head.
Okay, guys, so this is an ad, very sorry.
Sometimes I don't wanna be happy. Don't hold it against me. If I'm down, just leave me there, let me be.
So no, I don't think that's Dixie.
Yeah, that is.
No, I'm talking about what I was talking about. There's another. Addison Rae, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's Addison Rae, not Dixie. I wanted to take Charlie's follow
up. Don't wanna get dressed up to pretend. I could lie and say I'm fine, maybe you'll stop calling me. I've got chips on my shoulder, only getting older. So I keep to myself, ain't trying to complain, just don't want to explain it. But sometimes I don't want to be happy. Don't hold it against me. If I'm down, just leave me there, let me be sad. Sometimes I just want to be.
Very catchy, you guys.
What's the matter with bad days? It's okay, let me feel it. In some ways, you gotta break your heart to heal it. I know I'm gonna feel this way again.
Okay, guys, there's another 3 minutes of this song. So, it's a 4-minute song, and I guess you, get it. She's actually a very good singer, and I feel, like, bad that she had to make a song about her being sad all the time, or be happy, whatever it's called, or whatever it's about. There's many likes. There's 400.7 million. So, girl, you go, girl. Get your bank.
84 million.
And 84,160,000.
It's just 84,160,527.
That's a lot. So that's like all of Charlie's fans watching this.
Yeah.
Or at least all of TikTok. But but now, nothing about the hype house, you guys. Have you heard about the house that nobody wanted? I forgot their names, but these two people are starting to say that they're not dating, but they're very flirting, and they have their own TikTok together where they're, like, flirting, but they never kiss and stuff. And I'm pretty sure that we're all waiting for them to kiss and say that they're dating. So, this is very... It's a very weird year, I'm pretty sure we all know. But are any of you ready for Halloween? I am very ready for Halloween. But the Halloween is on a Friday, which I'm very excited for. But if nobody wears a mask, I am going to be very upset because then they might not do Halloween this year. So, but I'm going to Vegas for Halloween, so yes. But our minute... Our 10 minutes is up with you guys, so have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Dunkin' yep. Don't. Okay, so we said Starbucks drink when we said Charlie D'Amelio has her own drink, but we meant Dunkin' Donuts. We're so sorry, and we promise next podcast that we might just get one to say sorry to Charlie. We're very sorry. But have a nice rest of your day. Bye, guys.
I-